We have liftoff.
Blog Talk Radio.
Agent Arms? Can you hear me? What's up, everybody? I am your host, Aegis Gage, and this is the Truth and Tempest Show, 6969 FM, here on blogtalkradio.com. You're listening to another fantastic episode on Wednesday nights, every Wednesday night at 6:30 to 7, where we have guests on the show to promote your band or business for free. We want to encourage local bands and local businesses to get on here and tell our audience of 60,000 plus fans about your band or business. You can be heard all around the world. This is a really exciting thing. And we are proud to be a part of it. So, call in. The guest call in is 646-787-1581. Get your pen and paper. That number again is 646-787-1581. I'll say it again in a few minutes. In the meantime, we are going to play a song. I don't hear from my co-host, but I'm going to play a song and try to figure out what is going on with him. This is Me Wise Magic. Man, we'll open your mind to possibility. Agent Arms, are you on?
Hello.
Yeah, we got him, man.
All right. Yeah, nothing much,
it's
man.
It's nice to finally have. Hey, you're late, man. You're late.
I know. Dock my pay, man.
Oh, man. That was Miwise Magic by Van Halen. A great song, a power hitter. Let's put it that way. I got a little bit of trivia on Miwise Magic. It is a song by Van Halen that appears on the rock band's 1996 compilation album, The Best of Volume 1, which was fantastic, even for greatest hits. It's the band's 13th number one Billboard mainstream rock track, maintained its number one position for 6 weeks in 1996. It was the first of two highly anticipated tracks recorded by the band with its original lead vocalist and songwriter, David Lee Roth. So after Warner Brothers Records notified David Lee Roth that a Van Halen greatest hits album was coming, Roth contacted Eddie Van Halen asking for more details. The singer and the guitarist got in touch again, and 2 weeks later, Eddie, realizing another song on that album, Humans Being, was the only new track on the compilation, he asked Roth if he would record two new songs with him. Eddie first wrote a song for Roth that he didn't particularly care for. Eventually, when checking all the new songs along with Eddie and producer Glenn Ballard, Roth narrowed down to a shuffle. He picked Can't Get This Stuff No More and a pop song, Miwise Magic. Roth was at first bothered by the darker introduction, but eventually came to like the song. Eddie's nickname for the demo was The Three Faces of Seamus for its three sections with completely different vibes going on. Roth discarded Ballard's sketch lyrics and wrote his own and denied the suggestion to get help from songwriter Desmond Child. Desmond Child is a like a songwriter for hire who helps bands write hit songs. Very famous guy. But anyway, so they wrote that. That's pretty interesting. They wrote that song without the help of Desmond Child. In June 1996, Roth arrived at 5150 Studios with Eddie without the guitarist warning band members Michael Anthony and Alex Van Halen about the singer's return. And you wonder why there's controversy within the band. Eddie Van Halen's
right.
guitar playing on the song features a whammy bar that raises and lowers chords while still keeping them in tune. This effect was achieved by recording with a modified PV Wolfgang signature model featuring a trans-trem tremolo system. Very cool
mm-hmm.
design. I actually
have the
trans-trem.
Yeah,
I actually have Eddie Van Halen's trans-trem tremolo system. However, at the time I didn't have a guitar that would actually work with the system. I just kind of kept it as a collectible, but then I purchased my Ibanez and I tried it on the Ibanez and it was actually really, really cool. It worked really well. The lyrics to Miwise Magic written by David Lee Roth were based on an initial set of lyrics by the song's producer, Glenn Ballard, which Roth insisted on rewriting to suit his own unique style. Written in first person, Miwise Magic presents a series of questions and statements about self-awareness, religious belief, and superstitions, alternating between the points of view of God and a human being. So, that song is really cool. It's really great guitar work. I've always been a fan of that type of songwriting. Where you build up. It's got like an epic sound to it, where it starts out, you know, in this calm form and just keeps building upon itself up until the end, when it's just like this huge, huge climactic ending. And I love that type of songwriting. All right, man. So where are we? We're on 6969 FM, the Truth and Tepa Show on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in and be a guest on the show, 646-787-1581. I've got more music to play for you. Or if you want to cut me off from my music playing, you can just call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about your band or business? Go for it. Until then, we're going to keep playing music. Right, Agent Arms?
Right. More music.
What's going on with you, man? How's your week been?
That's been pretty good. Not too bad. Yeah, things happen. Yeah. It could
be
better.
Well, that's always good when things happen. What's that?
What did you say?
I said that's always good when things happen. Better than things not happening.
Yeah. I don't know. I could have gone with things not happening. But, man. Oh, yeah. That's another story, another chapter, another page. My God.
I hear you, man. So why don't we... real quick, we're going to play another song. But before we do, I was trying to get Rick Nocar on the show tonight. Rick is the CEO of Rick's Restoration, Resurrections and Restorations. I was trying to get him on the show tonight so he can talk about his business, his local business here in Reisterstown. But I haven't been able to contact him yet. So in the meantime, we're going to keep playing some music. If we don't hear from him, we'll try for next week. So,
Yeah, man.
So, Aaron, you had a request, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. What is it? Bad Medicine?
That's the one. Give us a segue, man, for this song. What do you got?
Let's see. Putting up with your 87-year-old grandmother, it's like Bad Medicine.
Yeah.
Now they're done. All right, Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi. Haven't heard them in a while. There it is, man. Rockin' song, kick ass.
Before Xfinity.
I think now they're doing country. Who knows? But anyway.
No, he's on the Xfinity commercial, man.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, Xfinity.
Yeah.
You don't drive those cars though; they're junk.
No, don't get a Prius.
Get
either.
Stuff on.
Yeah.
So your microwave
blew
up.
Holding his hair.
Aaron, you said something about your microwave blowing up.
Oh no, my grandmother's microwave blew up. Not really blew up, just caught fire.
Jeez, whiz.
Yes.
That's not a big deal.
No, I mean the chips burned out, the bag burned out finally, and it's okay. It's all good. Nothing but a little bit of water and some soap and scrub it down.
I prefer my chips medium rare, but hey, I mean, you know, she likes them well done.
She definitely likes those toasted ones.
Did you check out my memo of the day? It's on my Facebook. I grew up living paycheck to paycheck, but through hard work and perseverance, I now live direct deposit to direct deposit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The only way to be good, oh, man. You get a
That's
check.
The only
I
way
mean, then you got
to
wait in line. Man, just get direct deposit. Save yourself the hassle. Do
exactly.
It.
We got 7 minutes left of the show, and nobody's called in to give me a song request or to promote their band or business. So, and that's okay because it's going to take time for this radio show to get back off the ground after 2014 when we had to shut down due to the death of Mike Nichols. May he rock in peace. But anyway. We got some time for the Loudwire Top 10 Ozzy Osbourne Records. This is courtesy of Loudwire.com. Number 10, we have Black Rain. In 2007, Ozzy recorded the album Black Rain. Number 9, Scream. That was recorded in 2010. Number 8. This was recorded in 2001. It's Down to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, in 1995, Ozzy recorded the album Osmosis.
Great album. Geezer Butler plays bass on that. That's great. It's really, really, really hard hitting. Yeah.
Number 6, recorded in 1983. Wow. Bark at the Moon. Number 5.
They skip No More
recorded
Tears.
Recorded in 1988. No Rest for the Wicked.
Huh.
Number 4. Recorded in 1986. The Ultimate Sin.
Huh.
I realize he's got his face on every album.
Well, you got to know who he is.
Kind of like Eddie of Iron
Are
Maiden.
Are you drunk? I'm drunk, yay! Look at me, yay!
Number 3, recorded in 1991, great album, No More Tears.
Yeah.
Number
two. Little Pike then.
Yeah. Number two, recorded in 1981, Diary of a Madman. Who was the guitar player on that album?
Still Randy Rhoads, wasn't it?
I believe it was Randy Rhoads. He recorded two albums, Blizzard of Oz and Diary of a Madman.
Yes.
Speaking of number one, Loudwire.com's top 10 Ozzy Osbourne records, number one has to be 1980, Blizzard of Oz.
Yeah.
Yay, thank you. Have a good night. All right,
well,
so that's our top 10 thing of the day. Speaking of Ozzy, we got 4 minutes left. Let's play a little Ozzy Bark the Moon. That's not Bark the Moon. What the hell?
That is.
There it is. Bark the Moon.